There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Breaking news from News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Begin with breaking news just into WBBM about a statewide amber alert you may have seen on electronic message boards across the Chicago area. Less than 5 minutes ago, police in Rock Island confirmed a four-year-old girl kidnapped when the car she was in was stolen from the family home has been located and reunited with her mother. Rock Island Police Chief Tim McLeod says the mother of four-year-old Blessing Iochi had just put her in the car and went inside when someone stole it.
We obviously aren't going to rule anything out. And are looking at all possibilities. But at this time, with the number of stolen vehicles that happened overnight, we believe that this was probably inadvertent.
Police found the car within an hour of the girl being reported missing. And again, police have just confirmed the girl has been found and is being checked out by first responders. No word on any arrests. As more information comes in, we will bring it to you. Well, advocates for many minority business owners say the state's rules for recreational cannabis dispensaries have shut them out, and selling hemp-based products, including Delta 8, is a way for them to be part of the growing interest in recreational marijuana. Now, they're working to help state lawmakers draft new regulations after a previous push was shut down in Springfield.
I don't use pain pills anymore. All I can say is, hey, it works. It works. It works.
End users giving testimony to the benefit of hemp-derived products over pharmaceutical drugs at a senior living facility on the south side, where small business stakeholders from seed to sell in this federally legal industry gather to celebrate the failure of proposed state legislation that would have placed hemp under the same regulations as the cannabis industry, something the stakeholders say had its own set of troubles in addition to the impact that it would have on displacing small business participation. Now working toward new legislation that reflects the needs of the small business owners who built the hemp industry in Illinois, Samuel Wilson is a spokesperson for the Illinois Black Hemp Association.
So we support proper labeling, proper testing, proper packaging. We are working on bills right now that actually has the regulation that we feel will support a vibrant hemp industry here in Illinois, but our voices haven't been heard.
On the South Side, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police reportedly talking to someone now about a fatal shooting this morning on the city's northwest side. Investigators say someone shot a 35-year-old woman in the chest just before 5 a.m. at an address on Newport Avenue near Menard in Portage Park. She later died at Illinois Masonic Medical Center. Luis Vera lives near the scene. He told CBS News Chicago what he heard.
In the morning, I hear I screaming, and my wife woke up, and we listened to the sound of the alarm. I thought it was the fire department.
Authorities believe the shooting started as a family fight. Murder charges have been filed against a son in northwest Indiana after his confession about his mother's death nearly 7 years ago.
53-year-old Jamal Scott was recently released from prison, but he'll be back again after he admitted to authorities that his mother Sandra's 2018 death in their Gary, Indiana home was no accident. The Northwest Indiana Times reports Scott confessed that his mother's sleep noises had frustrated him to the point where he threw her down two flights of stairs, first from the second floor to the first, then to the basement. 3 days later, Scott contacted police saying he found her dead. While her death was initially attributed to a heart attack, Scott's confession led investigators to link Sandra's injuries, including broken ribs, bruises, and a head wound, to the fatal cardiac event. Scott is currently in custody without bail, awaiting his first court appearance. Sarah Herrera, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Some of Chicago's best-known sports broadcasters paying tribute to longtime Brewers play-by-play man Bob Uecker, who died today at the age of 90. Outside of Milwaukee, of course, he may be best known for his appearance in the Major League movie series, the TV show Mr. Belvedere, and dozens of Miller Lite commercials. But he was a baseball man through and through, and fellow Hall of Famer Pat Hughes, the voice of the Cubs, worked with Uecker for 12 years in Milwaukee. He told me this morning the person fans heard on the radio and saw in TV and film was the real him.
There was always good humor with him. He had an amazing mind. He was hilarious. He was outrageous. But he also knew how to be serious, which you have to be a good portion of the time when you're a baseball announcer, because it's a difficult job to do. Trust me on that one.
Well, the Chicago Bears have cast a wide net in their search for their next head coach, and that's prompted a lot of speculation, even some jokes online. WBBM's Jim Good has talked today to an executive recruiter about what the search might say about the team. He's here at the anchor desk with the story, Jim.
Andy, Tim Bromley is an executive senior partner at Talentfoot, a Chicago-based executive recruiting firm. Bromley says in one way it makes sense that the Bears are looking at a relatively long list of candidates with differing levels of coaching experience.
When I think about a head coaching job, you know, you're looking at some big names, right? The Mike McCarthys, the Ron Rivieras that have been out there, some folks that are, you know, rising to the top, like a Ben Johnson, or even some college coaches that are maybe going for their first head coaching job. You're trying to vet who's out there, who's available.
Bromley says a longer list of candidates could mean the team is exploring as many options as possible, or it could mean that the Bears aren't quite sure what they're looking for. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
All right, Jim, thank you. A federal judge ordering former Gary Mayor Jerome Prince to pay a $26,750 fine for wire fraud. The Times of Northwest Indiana reports it's the same amount of money Prince pleaded guilty to taking from his mayoral campaign bank account to fund the purchase of a home in 2019. Prince will also serve 12 months of probation for the federal offense. Well, analysts at one major financial rating agency have downgraded their assessment of the city's financial health, but the Johnson administration says it's no big deal.
City Chief Financial Officer Jill Jaworski acknowledges that she can't gauge how much more Chicago will have to pay to borrow money now that S&P downgraded its bond rating, but she told reporters the effect could be lessened.
The S&P downgrade puts them at the second to lowest rating that we have. And, you know, while we're very disappointed in that movement, and we think that, you know, the city's credit is certainly higher than BBB quality, you know, we do have a whole range of ratings, and I don't think that investors are looking at one single rating that is in the middle.
It would be a different story, she says, if the lowest rating had been the one downgraded. She says the ratings are partly driven by the use of one-time revenues to balance the city's budget and the acrimony of the budget process. Sound budget policy, she says, will improve the picture. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A pilot program aimed at cracking down on drivers parking in bike and bus lanes downtown Chicago has already identified thousands of violators.
The Smart Streets pilot program uses cameras mounted on CTA buses, city vehicles, and city property to capture images of vehicles parked in bus or bike lanes. Once the images are reviewed by a technician, a warning or ticket can be issued, similar to how red light or speed camera violations are sent out. According to a Chicago Tribune report, under the pilot program, the city issued 3,577 warnings and tickets between November 6th and December 13th of last year. The vast majority of those were warnings issued for a first offense, but at least 13 tickets were issued, meaning the driver was a repeat offender. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 W.
Time now for sports, sponsored by Verdoliak Law Group. Good afternoon, 670 The Score's Mark Grody.
Good afternoon to you, Andy. Tracking the Bears head coaching search with double-digit candidates already having been interviewed. Tomorrow, Baltimore offensive coordinator Todd Monken will get his chance, while Minnesota defensive coordinator Brian Flores is interviewing sometime in the next few days. Bears said to have had a very thorough interview with former Dallas and Green Bay head coach Mike McCarthy yesterday. Bit of baseball news just players popping up, centering on the Cubs and Kyle Tucker. They have now avoided an arbitration hearing and land on a one-year deal. The real trick for the Cubs would be getting a contract extension completed with the star outfielder, which is by no means a slam dunk. NBA, not good for the Bulls. They've lost three straight games, coming off of last night's 110-94 loss to Atlanta. The Bulls will host Charlotte tomorrow to try to end that mini losing streak. College Buckets, Northwestern is home to play Maryland at 8 tonight. Hockey, the Blackhawks doing it in Nashville tonight. And as you've been hearing, we lost one of the great baseball broadcasters and entertainers, really, of our time. The Milwaukee Brewers announced that Bob Uecker died at the age of 90. In a statement released by the club, Uecker's family said that he had, quote, faced a private battle with small cell lung cancer, close quote. That was in early 2023. With sports at 16:46, I'm 670. The Score is Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBB.
Well, people passing by hospitals across the Chicago area today saw dozens of nurses marching outside what they're calling a National Day of Action. WBBM's Haley Hansen talked to some of them. She's here at the anchor desk with what is going on.
Andy, standing between Stroger and Jesse Brown VA hospitals, the nurses gathered to demand safe staffing levels and patient safeguards against artificial intelligence. Carolina Stewart is a registered nurse who works with veterans in Chicago.
It is great to be able to see all of our public and private sector nurses unite in solidarity to come out for the rights of our patients, the safety of our nurses, and just in this cold, windy city, just to see everyone still come together, it is amazing.
The protest was organized by the National Nurses Organizing Committee, National Nurses United. Reporting live from the Anchor Desk, Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All right, Haley, thank you. A Cook County jury says the Chicago Housing Authority must pay more than $24 million to two residents who sued over alleged lead paint poisoning of their two children. The Tribune reports that two mothers filed the case in January of 2022, alleging CHA and several other groups knew the unit at 7715 North Marshfield had lead-based paint. In response to the verdict, CHA says it continues to express sympathy to the families, but that there is also disappointment in the decision. Meantime, Chicago City Council has approved a proposal that would bring affordable apartments to Irving Park for the city's indigenous community.
The project aims to be a shared space for Chicago's Native American community. It will be located at what's currently an empty lot at Irving Park Road and Francisco Avenue. The development is part of a partnership between affordable housing developer Full Circle Communities and Native American-led nonprofit Visionary Ventures. It received $1 billion in city support in 2021 through highly competitive low-income housing tax credits. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.